Welcome to the EFL Podblog. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Roller derby is a contact sport played by two teams of five members roller skating in the same direction around a track. A game consists of a series of short matchups, jams, in which both teams designate a jammer who scores points by lapping members of the opposing team. The teams attempt to hinder the opposing jammer while assisting their own jammer, in effect playing both offence and defence simultaneously. In 1940, more than 5 million spectators watched professional roller derby in about 50 American cities. Modern roller derby is an international sport dominated by all female amateur teams, in addition to a growing number of male, unisex and junior roller derby teams, and was, as a roller sport, under consideration for the 2020 Summer Olympics. Whilst listening to the podcast, try and answer the following questions. Question 1. What shape is the track? Question 2. Is a ball used in this sport? Question 3. How long does a match run for? Question 4. Which two teams were playing during this podcast? And question 5. How many referees officiate during this match? At the end, we'll run through some of the expressions and vocabulary used in the podcast.
So here I am with my first ever roller derby competition. Now, what is it? And I'm here with one of the officials, so she'll tell me all about it. So what is it, roller derby?
Roller derby is a sport.
Yeah.
In which you use roller skates.
Okay.
There are two teams of five players for each team.
Yeah.
And to score a point, they have to pass the other team. So they are rolling around the track.
Yeah, it's like a circuit, in fact.
Yes,
it's kind of not really circular, but it's
oval.
Thank you for that. Yeah, oval.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the track.
And yeah.
So in the team, one of the players have to score a point, and for that he has to pass the member of the other team.
Yeah.
And the four other players, their role is to block and to make it so
Right. And is there a ball in this, or is this
no
touch?
Ball.
Just touch.
It's a contact sport and
okay.
a race.
Yeah.
As well, because you have to go faster than the player who scores the point is named the jammer.
Okay,
jammer. Yeah.
Right. So it's a bit like kind of rugby on wheels, and there's no ball.
Well, yeah, the rugby. I understand why you would compare that to rugby, because it's kind of rough.
Yeah.
And contact sport, but since there are no balls at all, and the rules are totally different.
Okay, so it's like boxing on wheels then. Yeah, it's what it is.
Yeah. You have to make sure that the other one get out of the track, so you have the...
Okay, and how long is the match then? How long should I be sitting here for?
Normally it's like a two period of 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
So it's 1 hour.
30 minutes?
Total.
Oh wow, okay.
Now you know it's a sport from the USA, so usual in this kind of sport you have a lot of time out.
And what's the kind of score that I should be looking for? I mean, is it like 1-0 or
when
something like this?
When you have equivalent teams with the same level of usually you have around 105.
Oh wow,
yes,
so it's going to be quite exciting.
Yes, exactly. 150 points sometimes,
yes.
Around that. When it's very, when it's not at equivalent, you can have 400 points against 10 or something.
So you need to be quite good at counting to be an official in this job. in this sport.
You have to be very focused and have your eyes everywhere.
All right, okay. And so I'm looking now, in fact, it's the men's French cup of roller blade.
Championship.
But it's also for women too.
It's usually, originally it's a women's sport.
Oh, originally it was, yeah.
Yes. But here the women's championship has already is finished.
Okay.
And Toulouse was second.
Oh great! Well done. Yeah.
And now we're seeing the men's teams.
Yeah, that's really unusual. So it was a sport that was originally for women, Yes. And the men got on the bandwagon and they wanted to do it.
Yes, because it's a great sport, so why
not? Yeah. And also, I think... I think the teams are kind of warming up now. Okay,
yes,
so I think we'll just finish there. We will watch it. Okay, thanks. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye. I think you have everything.
So here we are, and it's half time. Toulouse 137, Lyon 28. So, what's your analysis of this? why are Toulouse smashing it?
Of course, Toulouse is smashing.
Yeah, but what's
and I'm
why?
Not biased at all.
No. So how can you account for such a crushing victory?
That's not really a surprise because we knew that Toulouse was the leader in this game. And as you mentioned it during the game, and I think you have a very good analysis, that the defense of Lille, they took too much time to reform the group, the blockers of Lille, to prepare to get
it seemed
for the drama to come.
Yeah, for me as a complete novice in this, it seemed like the defense was a bit weak, really.
Yeah, I don't know if
from Lille. Yeah,
it was weak, but because it was a bit too slow.
Yeah.
To go back and reform the.
Another thing that's really struck me is the number of umpires in this match. Like 7 referees, umpires.
Yes.
They're amazing.
I didn't know this word, umpires.
Yeah, umpires. Yeah, okay. Is it one?
There's 7 referees because you need at least 2 referees just to score count the score.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. It's very fast score. Yeah.
And they are called jammer referees.
So okay.
They are focused on their jammer, and then they count the number of blockers that pass. And then you have one head referees that manage the whole team.
Yeah.
So you already have. Three of them, and then you need referees outside the pack and outside the track and inside the track to be sure to have. An angle on every
it's certainly a very very fast game, so you need all these umpires.
Yes,
but for me when I say it's like rugby or boxing, it's more like a kind of general punch up on a Saturday night on wheels, but it's a really fast game. Okay, well we'll go back to the second half now.
Yes, here we go.
Good. So now we've had the final score, 337 to Toulouse, 56 or something to Lyon. I mean, it's amazing. It was just really, really one-sided.
That's not very surprising when you know how Toulouse plays, and they were known to be
good. And then tomorrow it's the final against Paris, you think?
Yeah, against Paris.
Okay.
Everyone is expecting it.
Yeah, good.
Toulouse against Paris, knowing that the elite teams, if either girl or boy, have never won against Paris.
Oh, right. So tomorrow it could be actually quite exciting then tomorrow.
Yes,
yeah, good. Good. Well, thanks very much and good luck to Toulouse.
Thank you.
Now we're going to focus on some of the expressions and language used in the podcast. Learners will be able to work more in detail on activities, games and quizzes in the Learning Centre to really work on listening, grammar and language skills. Whilst teachers will find an array of classroom activities and in-depth lesson plans and ideas to get the most out of the sports section in the Learning Centre. When you listen to the text, you'll be able to pick up some expressions. And here's an example of an expression actually used and taken from the text.
I get why you would compare that to rugby.
Yes, what she means is, I understand.
So it sounds like you had a great afternoon watching that match. It sounds exciting. There were a lot of expressions there. We just got one, which was, I get why. And Mary was just saying that she understands why you think that. There was another one, which we picked up, it was 1-0. This was the score.
Well, normally I think they use this in football, but perhaps you correct me on this. Nil meaning 0.
Okay. And also she said it's something about on the bandwagon.
I said it was on the bandwagon, actually. And it was just the fact that somebody copies somebody. If something is successful, people want to do the same thing.
And can you use it in context?
Well, as I said in the podcast, that it was the women who started doing the roller derby. It became really successful. The men wanted to copy And so they jumped on the bandwagon.
They jumped on the bandwagon. Okay. And afterwards you said, it struck me.
Yes. Well, that means I was very, I was impressed by it. Something surprised me. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen roller derby before. So I'd never seen so many people on one track before, right, or doing different things. So I was surprised. It struck me.
Okay, and what about the punch-up? What was this talk
about?
Oh,
I love that expression. A punch-up is just a general fight between people, nothing really organised. And so I was just making a bit of a joke, really. It wasn't really a punch-up. I was making a joke. It was similar to a fight.
And the warm-up, is that like a punch-up?
Well, no, not that I know of. No, a warm-up is in sport when people warm up their muscles, although I think in this case they're warming up their voices, actually, on the podcast.
Okay.
It's just they're getting ready.
Getting motivated. Getting ready for the match,
yes, yeah?
And what about this novice? There was something about some novices.
Well, me, I was the novice. I was a novice. It was my first time to an event like that. So I called myself a novice. A novice is when you do something for the first time or you're not very good at it.
Okay. And you also said it's a bit like...
Did I?
Yeah, several times.
Did I say that a lot?
You said it quite a lot. You said, it's a bit like rugby. And then you said, it's a bit like boxing.
Yes, I suppose I meant it's similar to, but it's such an English way of speaking.
Okay.
It's similar to, but, well, you helped me out on this. What do you think?
Toulouse is a bit like Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to.
And
also, you were talking about the game. You said, it's kinda.
Again, English expression used all the time. I didn't even realise I was saying it, to be honest. So,
kind of rough, you said.
Similar to, it's sort of.
Okay, sort of, similar to.
Yeah.
And the last bit was, you were talking about one of the teams, in fact, it was a team that was losing, and you said the defence is a bit weak.
Oh, yes, well, that meant the defence was not very strong. They were quite disorganised, in fact. They were not working together. It wasn't a strong defence.
Okay. So when's your next match?
Oh, I'd check my diary.
And when are you going to be playing?
Yeah, well, I think I better get
Do you think you'd give it a go?
It's not exactly my cup of tea.
What, to watch or to play?
To play. You need to be really... You need to be able to take a few knocks and also give a few knocks too.
Right.
And I'm not
sure... Kind of rough, then.
It's kind of rough. It's kind of rough and it's kind of fast. And it's on four wheels.
Okay, so stay tuned. Following this podcast, there is a quiz. We've just a few questions, six questions that you can test yourself on the podcast. And for those that are members in the Learning Centre, there's the full transcript of the podcast and the section where we are discussing the vocabulary together. See you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.